Today on Press TV, pro-Russian militias in Ukraine say they've taken control of a road that links Donetsk to Mariupol. The announcement comes after Ukraine said Russian forces have been seen fighting along pro-Moscow militias in the east. Meanwhile, a military official says that 15 Ukrainian forces have been killed over the past 24 hours. Yemen's Shia Houthis reject the president's offer of a national unity government and his decision to partially restore fuel subsidies. The Houthis say they will press ahead with mass anti-government protests. Yemeni officials say President Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi will appoint a new prime minister within a week. The deadly Ebola virus is still taking its toll on African countries, with the latest outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo. World Health Organization says over 30 people have been killed in the Congo. Meanwhile, the United Nations has expressed grave concern over food security in affected countries. A US drone attack has killed at least 7 people in eastern Afghanistan. The strike took place in Kapisa province. Local officials say the victims were Taliban militants. 7 civilians were also injured. Airstrikes by the US-led foreign forces have killed a large number of people in Afghanistan in recent years. Lesotho's exiled Prime Minister Thomas Thaban is set to return home as regional mediators seek to reinstall him after an alleged coup. Thabana's decision came after southern African states brokered a deal to end the crisis. He fled to South Africa several days ago, claiming the military had staged a coup. And an opinion poll ahead of the upcoming referendum in Scotland shows a dramatic increase in support for independence from Britain. The opinion poll, conducted by YouGov, shows that the number of people in favour of breaking away from the UK has risen to 47%. 53% are still against independence. Those are latest here on Press TV.